T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Good afternoon, everybody. Welcome to Marks and Reese on a Tuesday in the Delaware Valley. If you're listening on 94WIP, we appreciate it. If you're listening on the radio.com app all over the world, hello, everyone. Ike Reese, John Marks and Ike Reese. What's up, brother?
Holla at your boy, Johnny Marks.
Well, it's definitely Dallas week here, Ike, and it's the Tuesday of Dallas week, and I feel like it's officially the start of the buildup. Unfortunately, with the Cowboys being bad and with the Eagles like being better than bad, but not much better than bad, at least to this point in the season, doesn't feel like a lot of juice like you would normally have. Would you agree, at least for this week? It's only Tuesday.
Yeah, I think it's still a little bit early in the week for everybody to be pumped up about the game. But I do sort of – I see where you're coming from. I mean, as far as I'm concerned, I'm just excited to get to Sunday to put this smackdown on the Cowboys.
Mm-hmm,
I mean, that's how I look at it.
Yeah, me too. I mean, there's juice, but if both teams are good right now, right? If the Cowboys are 4-2 and the Eagles are 5-1, or vice versa, there'd be a huge buildup for it.
Yeah, it'd be game of the week.
Be the game of the week. We'd be talking about the game already. As it stands, we're not talking a whole lot about the Eagles and the Cowboys. And here's the other thing: when the Cowboys are good, you get a lot of the Philadelphia Cowboy fans that are calling in. The Cowboy fans from the area that call in, and they're getting under your skin and talking about the Cowboys and how they go down the games, their basement, they have all their Cowboy stuff, and they're a real Cowboy fan. You don't feel that so far this week. So here's my question.
No, I don't hear any of those people.
None of them. Yeah, I mean, Jack, have we even had a Cowboy fan?
I think last week we had one. Was it yesterday? It was just very. But all the Philadelphia Cowboys fans, like, they stink now. But they have no ammunition.
What are they gonna say?
Yeah, like, they're like, we suck. We know we suck, and we haven't been good since the '90s. You know.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, you're right. What else are they gonna say? So here's the question, right? Like, Eagles Cowboys. When I grew up, the Eagles. The first rivalry I remember with the Eagles really was Buddy Ryan against Jimmy Johnson Cowboys, right? Like, I start remembering the Eagles in the early 80s, but it was the Super Bowl, but I was young. So when I was old enough to really remember the rivalry, it wasn't until Buddy Ryan and Jimmy Johnson, that's when it was like, oh, so I'm supposed to hate Dallas. And those teams were very easy to hate, right? Hateable players, great players. They won, we didn't. That rivalry was great. So, Ike, right now, the Eagles-Cowboys rivalry. Do you feel like that it's – because that's what we talk about, right? That's what we talk about in Philly. It's like the Cowboys. Oh, Cowboys, Eagles, Cowboys, Eagles. Do you feel like the rivalry's overrated?
I don't. I wouldn't say overrated. I think we obviously take it more serious here. It's more passionate. It means more to the Philadelphia fan base than it does outside of Philadelphia, and that includes even in Dallas, as they would consider Washington to be their top rival in this division. And even though during my playing days here, the Giants were more of the rival team, I've always felt that that's more of an underrated rivalry around here. I think there are more big moments, at least that are in favor of the Eagles, that are associated with the Giants-Eagles rivalry than it is Cowboys-Eagles rivalry. But there was a lull with this rivalry about a decade ago. I think it's back now. I think over the last 5 or 6 years, both teams have been good playoff contending teams.
About the same level teams.
Yeah, they've alternated. Well, the Cowboys have been a notch below. I mean, we're champions. The Cowboys have one playoff win the last 20 years, I believe, or 20, something like that. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Anyway, but they have been a divisional rival where it's usually them or us that's the favorite in this division. And that's why I think the rivalry has returned over the last 6 or 7 years.
Mm. Is it the city's best rivalry, in your opinion?
Is it the city's best rivalry? Wow. Wow.
Jack, is it the city's best rivalry?
I don't know. Do I get a vote? Do I get a vote on this?
I mean, you are from Cincinnati.
Yes, you get a vote. No, but you're a Philly guy, of course.
Oh, I forgot you're from here. You're from here.
Yes. Ike gets a vote. It doesn't count any less. He's been here long enough. You know, he
Come on, 2 decades, man.
Yes. No, yes. you are officially a Philadelphian. Right?
Yes.
Or close enough.
Or South Jersey.
Yeah. Or South Jersey.
Like
I would say that most of the fans in the city that we'll talk today will say that the best rivalry, the biggest rival, are Eagles and Cowboys. That's what I think the majority of the people will say.
Okay, you're talking about Eagles, Cowboys, Flyers, Pens.
Flyers, Pens is a great rival.
Eagles, Giants is in there.
That was your chief rival.
Yep, that's the one for me. But what would you go, Phillies, Mets, or Phillies?
Phillies, Mets
Phillies
was a
Nats.
Phillies, Nats wasn't real.
No,
Phillies,
Nats.
No, Phillies, Mets is one of the top rivals that I can remember in the last 20 years this century.
All right.
Definitely.
You go Sixers, Celtics?
Before, yeah, like back in the 80s, absolutely. That's a top one, too. Absolutely. That might be the top one, actually.
Didn't they just eliminate us? Again?
Yeah, they did. No one seemed to really care that it was the Celtics, right? It was more about us than them. Is the Eagles-Cowboys rivalry overrated? 215-592-9494. Are the Eagles and the Cowboys, is that the best rivalry that we have in the city?
See, that's two different questions, too.
Yeah, it is.
Is it overrated?
Is it overrated?
I think the best rivalry in the city is Eagles-Giants.
Eagles-Giants.
That's me, yeah. Over the long haul.
Right.
Yes, but right now, you would probably have to say Eagles-Cowboys.
Yeah, so if you like –
I would have to say Eagles-Cowboys right
if
now.
If you pick pockets of okay, well, the Mets and the Phillies were big rivals for these years, but then, like, the Mets haven't been good since. So, like, is that really still, like, a great rivalry, right? Like, the Giants and the Eagles, during your time, that was a pretty heated rivalry. Before you, that was a pretty good rivalry. Mm-hmm. The Cowboys has always kind of been there.
Well, everybody always gets juice for the Cowboys game. So that's still the rivalry that still it brings out that passion in the fan base.
It does.
Yeah.
It does. But like a good rival or a good rivalry, doesn't it have to be two like double-sided,
yes.
two-sided?
I believe that, yes.
And that's always why I've said that the rivalry is overrated. Because, I mean, I believe that most people will say, no, that's the biggest rival, but I don't see it like that. That's an NFC East rival, right? Like, not saying it's not
division,
a rival.
Yeah.
A division game. Yep. Absolutely. But how can you have one side where they're more or less being like, nah, Eagles aren't our rival. It's the Redskins.
Right.
So I do believe it's overrated. So I would vote overrated. I would vote overrated. Jack, what are your thoughts on this? You talked to Jack from Delco earlier about this as well.
He does not think it's overrated.
He does not.
He only cares about beating 2 games a year, the Eagles Cowboys.
Yeah.
So if they're 2-14, but they sweep the Cowboys, it's fine.
Yeah, that's all that matters, Jack and Delco. Yeah, I honestly, I don't think there's a more overrated thing in the entire city than Eagles Cowboys. Like, it's gotten to a point now where it feels like, oh, it's Eagles Cowboys. Like, we all hate Dallas. We all hate Dallas, all that stuff. Like, it hasn't really mattered since the 90s. I mean, you whooped
that
one up for a while.
Why? I disagree. I think the last 6-7 years, it has mattered. Not just when Dak and Zeke and those guys got there. I think, you know, there was those last 3 years with Tony Romo, the last 3 or 4 years with Tony Romo, it mattered. Now, it may not have mattered in the grand scheme of is the winner of this division going on to win a championship, right? It may not have mattered from that standpoint, like, say, the Patriots and the Colts when they were in the same division and played twice a year. But it's usually – determines who's going to win this division, who's going to be the representative from this division in the playoffs.
For the most part.
Now, it's not our fault that the Cowboys don't normally hold up their end of the bargain and make any noise once they get in the playoffs. At least when the Eagles get in the playoffs, they tend to make some noise.
Mm.
I mean, they've got a couple conference championship games. They obviously got the Super Bowl.
Another playoff win.
Yeah, another playoff win. So at least they make some noise in the playoffs, whereas the Cowboys are usually a letdown once they get to the playoffs. But they have been the number one team in this division that we've had to go through.
Yeah.
Have they not? When the last time we worried about the Giants? When's the last time we worried about Washington?
Long time.
It's Dallas. And when the Eagles are the number one team in the city, and that means the people care about what happens to that team the most, well, whatever hinders that team the most is going to matter to the city the most, and that's the Dallas Cowboys.
Mm.
And that's why they still matter. And that's why even this week at 2-4-1 or 2-5, whatever the hell they are, 2-5, Sunday's game matters. It matters.
Oh, yeah, sure.
Yeah, Sunday's game matter. May not have the juice that's going to carry us from Tuesday all the way to Sunday, but we get to Thursday and Friday around here. We'll be ready to stump a mud hole in Dallas Sunday night. We're going to take a lot of joy out of that. I don't care if they are limping, they're down, they're injured, they're wounded. I don't care.
You want to take advantage of
Man,
that.
Man, step on the throat. Yeah. Step on the throat.
I agree with that.
Michael Jackson spin around 360 on the throat.
I will take great pleasure in the Eagles beating up on the Cowboys. But here's how I look at it, right? Like we even do this and we say this. It's like, oh, it's Dallas week. So it's the week of the game, whether it's here. Normally when it's here, it feels like it's really Dallas week.
Normally starts that Monday or Tuesday. Yeah.
It starts. I mean, you get over the game that happened on Sunday, and then by Tuesday, you're 100% 90 miles an hour in the left-hand lane. Right, but we don't do that with any other teams, right? Like when we play the Giants, there's no it's Giants week. You know, there's no Redskins week, right? Mm-hmm. And like the Cowboys haven't really been a rival outside of what we think for our own reasons for a long time since the 90s, really, right? Like the Giants are a better rival, at least more recent of that. I mean, I mean like,
that's why I'd say they're the best. Right. Well, it's just not the biggest.
No, it's not the big. I mean, but people look at the Cowboys and like it's Dallas week. Like, there's been no reason to hate the Cowboys in the last, other than them being the Cowboys, right? But everybody hates them, right? So we're more or less just doing what everybody else does because it's the Cowboys, and they don't look at us any differently than they look at anybody else, other than we're the Eagles, right?
See, I disagree. The only other team or fan base in this country, as it pertains to the NFL, feels as passionately as we do about the Dallas Cowboys can only be the Washington football team. There's not another city in the NFL that gets up and gets pumped up for the Cowboys like we do. Losing to the Cowboys doesn't affect another fan base like it affects our fan base. So even though the Cowboys as an organization and as a team at times won't acknowledge that the Eagles are their number one rival, for Eagles fans, they are number one. And I don't think there's another football city that can say that. Maybe Washington. But when is Washington having passion? They haven't had passion since Joe Gibbs was there. They haven't had passion for that Washington football team since Joe Gibbs was there. There's not another football city that takes the game to heart the way we do.
By the way, the way
Philadelphia does. No one.
We agree that the majority of the fans, I mean, I guess I think we're going to find out that they feel that this is their chief rival, that the Cowboys are the biggest thing in the NFL and in probably any other sport. I just like, for me personally, yeah, of course I hate the Cowboys and I like the week leading up to the Eagles. But it's not something that is the biggest deal in all sports in Philadelphia. And that's what it feels like, right? Like Eagles Cowboys week now. 2-4-1 against a 2-5 team. Like,
well, you can't tell me last year in week 16 that game didn't feel like it.
It was a bit, well, sure.
With all the chips on the table for a playoff, man, I remember what that game felt like against the Cowboys. Wentz getting a chance to go up against Dak. See, when the game actually matters and there's something on the line, even for two teams that are sitting at 8-7 or whatever they were at that time, looking to win a division going 9-7, that game was a big game.
Oh, it was a huge game.
That was a big game.
Absolutely. In the 90s, it was, you hated Michael Irvin, you hated Deion Sanders, you hated Moose Johnson, you hated Bill Bates, you hated Emmitt Smith.
You could throw Zeke in that category.
Zeke is one of the guys that you definitely remind you of the old school Cowboys.
Right. Dak.
All right.
Oh, you're going to tell me, are we going to say we don't hate Dak now? Really? That's where we're going now?
I mean, I don't like Dak, okay. But he hasn't won anything yet, so hate him.
None of them is personal hate. We don't know any of them. We're talking about sports hate. Guys you don't want to root for. I don't want to root for Amari Cooper, right? DeMarcus Lawrence. Who else over there? Jalen Smith. Who else?
I don't know.
For a long time it was Witten.
Jason Witten,
yeah,
exactly.
DeMarcus Ware.
DeMarcus Ware, yes. All those dudes. Dez Bryant. throwing up the X.
Yeah, Dez wasn't a fun one.
Yeah, Dak's right in that category too, and you know why he's in that category? Because he's compared too much to the Bronco. So he's in that category.
All right, we'll open
Sorry,
the phone
he's
lines.
Injured, but he's in that category.
Coming up next,
although he may not be a Cowboy much.
Marks
longer.
And Reese. It's a I see. You know what? I think that they bring him back anyway, but that's a whole nother thing. Well, Marks and Reese. It's Tuesday. Do. This officially starts Dallas Week. Like 215-592-9494. It's Marks and Reese. 215-592-9494. We open the phone lines. Coming up next, have we overrated the Eagles and the Cowboys rivalry? We'll start with that coming up next. Marks. Yes, we're back. Marks and Reese, Tuesday of Dallas Week. We're starting it up right now. So how many hours of a pregame show would that be if we started the coverage right now, Ike? I would have to get my calculator out.
I have no idea.
It'd be a lot. So here's why I say that we overrate Eagles-Cowboys, because it's not the best rivalry in the city. It's not. It's still a great rivalry, obviously. I think I'm in the minority, but I will fight for the Penguins and the Flyers being the best rivalry. Because it's a two-sided rivalry, right? The Pens fans hate Flyers fans and vice versa, right? They've been a very good team for a long time. The Flyers haven't been a good team for a long time, right? They're getting it back now, but the Penguins have won. The Flyers haven't, right, for so long. So you have the Penguins that hate us, but they're happy because they're winning, and they just kind of look at the Flyers fans and be like, ha, 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 right? Like, yeah, we're the Penguins and we win. And it's a two-sided rivalry where both fan bases, both cities dislike each other and hate each other. The players hate each other.
But is it enough of the fan base that actually hates the Penguins?
Enough of the overall fan base or yes. Just a Flyer fans?
Well, I mean, the overall fan base.
Just because it's hockey, you're not going to get as many people that are interested, right? Right. So to your point,
like saying a college rivalry is the best because two colleges don't like each other.
Well, it depends.
But if everybody doesn't care. Right, if you don't get enough people who actually are invested into it, that's why I say with the Eagles, there are so many more people invested emotionally into the Eagles than. And this is no disrespect to the Flyers, but there is just
a smaller fan base.
Yeah, it's just the way that it is. There are just more people invested every week to what this team is doing than it is the Flyers. That's why when they lose or when they have a big game, there's more of an impact, and that's why I think. If we're talking about biggest rivalry, best rivalry in the city, it has to start Eagles somebody, Eagles Cowboys or Eagles Giants.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, like with the Mets. You can say that for 3 or 4 years, the Phillies and the Mets was a great rivalry. But what about the 10 years before that? What
right.
about the 10 years after
Since,
that?
Yeah.
Not much, right? Right. So ultimately that makes it every year is the game a big deal. Mm-hmm. Right, and I'll argue a Phillies-Mets game isn't a big deal, but a Flyers and Penguins game is always a big deal,
sure.
right?
Yep.
Just like an Eagles-Cowboys game is always a big deal.
Yep.
Let's go to the phones. Black Gritty leads us all today. Black Gritty, what's up?
First of all, personal victory in my fantasy league. I got it. I got my second win. I should have had 3, but I'm working my way back in. I'm ruining it for somebody. Somebody
you,
made
you got a win, Gritty?
Oh, yeah. I blew him out. Blew him out the water. Yeah, I mean, I'm out in the street. But secondly, you are wrong, brother, okay? Last week on Friday, after our win, we had a Cowboys fan calling in trying to ruin our Friday. Like, until you get Penguins fans calling in or even Giants fans calling in, like the Cowboys fans call, let us lose to the Cowboys and see how you want to come into work on a Monday, okay? That's how you know Cowboys always matter. Win, lose, draw. I don't care if we're 1-11 each. We better beat these Cowboys. That's all I know because I don't want to hear it. I don't want to listen to the radio station after we lose to them. For a week, I can't listen to nobody. And they're the most disgusting fan base. They just talk about all their VHS tapes and what they used to have and how bad Eagles fans are. But they're the worst fans. They're America's team. Every broadcast talks about them because Jerry Jones pays some kind of tax or something because even when they lose and they're terrible, they still get brought up on every morning show. So, yes, it's the number one rivalry. And
yeah,
yes,
but that's but you just said Cowboys. It. But Black Ready, you just said it. It's everybody, right? Like, they're brought up everywhere, the Cowboys. But, everybody is rooting for whoever the Cowboys play except Cowboys fans.
But guess what? We're talking about who we hate the most, and we hate them too. And for right now, this is the most important thing. You know how I know? Because every year you had this conversation about, is this an overrated rivalry? So it must not be, because it's the only time we bring up if something is a problem with a rivalry.
Mm-hmm.
So, yes,
But you still have the same juice this year. Yeah, but like this year, is the exact reason why it's like you have to wonder, because it doesn't have the juice, because both teams aren't good, right?
Like I said, let us lose to the Cowboys and see how that phone lights up. I know them worms and trolls is sitting in their little caves right now.
Hoping they can find a way.
Because Lord knows if we don't, they're going to come up from underneath their little bridge. I know you hear me, Cowgirls. I know you hear me. So you don't worry about this week, though, because you're going to stay hidden.
Yeah,
right, there he is.
Yeah, they would. They would be out in full force.
They would.
Yes.
They would.
Yes.
All right, guys.
All right, Black Gritty.
Love y'all.
Yeah. They would be out in full force next week.
Yeah, Black Gritty gets a win. He's 2-5 now in the season. Good for Black Gritty. Jack, there was a Cowboy fan that called in briefly but then hung up. He said he was a real Cowboy fan.
Yeah, he said he's a realist. You know, he's not one of the...
Oh, well, we don't
he's
like
a
that.
Realist. Yeah, we don't want realists.
No, we want the
no one wants realists.
Yeah, we want realists at 2-5.
Yeah. We know you think.
Would
that be? Yeah. I mean, come on, the Eagles are 2-4-1. Yeah. I got them winning multiple playoff games. Come on, man, let's have fun.
He wants to commiserate. He wants to sit here and go over like, yeah, we're both bad right now. We're in the rebuilding phase. No.
Mm.
No. We're about to surge.
Yeah, no, yeah. We want to hear wins. We don't know about this new guy. He's going to be a
Ben
great
DiNucci,
player.
Ben DiNucci. DiNucci.
Romo
DiNucci.
Was undrafted. This could be the next Romo.
Hey, man. Hey, listen. As far as the Eagles and Jim Schwartz are concerned, that's how they better treat him.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
no, you're right.
Yeah, you better treat him like he's Romo.
The last thing you want is that, you know, they kind of take the – like in the in the Miami game last year.
Yes.
Where they kind of took it easy. They went down there. They really didn't think the Dolphins had a chance. And that's how they acted going into the game. And look what happened. They got their behinds handed to
Devontae
them.
Parker got a new contract.
He got a new contract. He should give the Eagles – he should give Jim Schwartz and those players a cut of it.
Yes.
Our Twitter question today brought to you by Mark's Jewelers. If you're getting engaged, you have to visit Mark's Jewelers in their 25,000-square-foot showroom online, marks-jewelers.com. I'm not surprised by the question, is the Eagles-Cowboys rivalry overrated here? Mm-hmm. It's 75% say, oh, hell no.
Ah.
And then Jack asks, best rivalry in the city?
Ah.
Eagles-Cowboys, Flyers-Pens, Sixers-Celtics, Phillies-Mets.
Huh.
It's tough to – I mean, it's tough
–
It's tough to have Eagles Cowboys. Most people. It's tough to say the Phillies and the Mets when neither team is in the playoffs. You know, the Sixers. If anybody felt like they had a chance to beat the Celtics, right? Like when the Sixers lose to the Celtics,
I mean, if Ben Simmons would shoot, maybe they would have a chance to beat the Celtics.
No, I know, but so I'm sure in the '80s, in the early '80s, when the Sixers were losing to the Celtics, fans were like, "Ah, I hate Larry Bird. I hate the Celtics. We got to beat them." I don't think Sixers fans had the same feeling now, because they're just disgusted in their own team.
Sure.
They're not looking at the Celtics and being like, well, damn you, I can't believe you beat us again. I don't know. Let's go to Chris, Northeast Philly. Chris, how are you?
I'm good, Mark, but you're killing me, man. Overrating the rivalry with Dallas? No. See, Black Gritty just touched on it. It's Cowboys fans that help us out and help us make it a bigger rivalry, because – how many Giants fans, Celtics fans, Penn fans do you really come across? You know,
they're phony fans, though, Chris. That's the whole thing.
Well,
they live in this area.
I come across a lot of Giants fans.
Because these Cowboys fans, oh, I bleed blue and silver, whatever, but as he's rocking a Flyers hat and has a Philly shirt on.
But Chris, that's my entire point, is the whole rivalry is built on people from this area that like the Cowboys. That's what it's built on. It's built on the idiots that live here that like the Cowboys. Is that really a reason for a rivalry?
What's not even just say? It's like they're stupid fans. We'll sit there and say to Eagles fans, we don't even consider you really our rival. They only say that when the Eagles are 7-2, Cowboys are 4-5, 5-4, losing good players. Like, oh, we don't consider you our rival.
In Dallas, they don't say that. In Dallas, they don't say that. Here, I guarantee you Cowboys fans that live here think the Eagles are the main rival, because that's all they hear is Eagles stuff, right?
Time, like, I've seen on social media little Cowgirl fans with the whole, like, Eagles this, Eagles that, talking all this, talking like, wait till the Eagles are going to suck this year, all this. And all of a sudden, Eagles 4-1, Dallas 2-3. You know, we don't even consider it like that's when all of a sudden their rivalry doesn't matter to them. When they know they're not any good, and they know they can't hang with the Eagles. And that's why there's a little recording little fan base annoys me, and it gets me more hype for, you know, Dallas. Because Dallas is actually somewhat decent every now and then. Unlike the Giants, who haven't been good in, what, 9-10 years? And they're, like, despairingly good. They're good for 2 or 3 years.
They win a Super Bowl, and then they're back to missing the playoffs or whatever. That's what they did with Eli.
Same thing, like I said. Like, we actually got to compete with Dallas once in a while, because they seem to be somewhat decent every couple of years, unlike New York and Washington, who haven't really been relevant in division for the most better part of 25 years.
Yeah. All right, Chris, appreciate it. But I guess that's like my whole sense of the situation is that, you know, the rivalry really started, and I would love to talk to one of our older listeners who maybe remembers the start of the rivalry, but it was Dick Vermeil because the Cowboys were the best team, and the Cowboys were the team that the Eagles looked at and said, that's who we have to beat. Like, that's our rival. That's the team we have to. And it became everything that the team was about. Let's beat Dallas. Let's beat Dallas. Mm-hmm. They win in 1980. They win the NFC Championship game. They go to the Super Bowl. And that's where I believe that it really started. Like, that hate, that vitriol started during that period. And then it was extended with Buddy Ryan, and then it went into the 90s with Ray Rhodes, and you had the dynasty that happened in Dallas. But, I mean, outside of that, what are we talking about? We're talking about just another division team.
But you're talking about generations that has carried that. When you talk about those Cowboys teams from the 70s, I mean, that's where their winning started, right? That's when they got dubbed America's team. They weren't even a team of that decade. I mean, the Steelers won 4 Super Bowls in the 70s. In that decade, but somehow Dallas was dubbed America's team. And I think that's where you would get the Eagles under Dick Vermeil, who were just trying to establish themselves. You go after the big dog, and it just so happened the big dog is in your division. So what better way to lift yourself up or give you that carrot that's dangling in front of you than say, that's the team we got to beat. And this is why we got to beat them. They're pompous. They're arrogant. Look at Tom Landry. Look at that stupid shifting they do. Stupid shotgun.
I hated that shifting.
Everything, that stupid fedora he wears on the sideline. Like, right? Like, he doesn't even look like a ball coach. He looks like a businessman.
Pat Summerall,
right?
And John Madden doing all their games.
So you use that when you're trying to establish your own program. In this sense, the Eagles, you use the Cowboys as the benchmark. And you give all sorts of reasons as to why you want to beat them. And now fans who are from this area, because they're tired of rooting for a team that loses and they've given up on them, they jump on the bandwagon of the quote-unquote America's team. And because you got neighbors, families, friends who decided to stick with the Eagles, now you have one up on them. Because you've jumped ship and joined another city's team,
mm-hmm.
just so you could have one up on your family member, your cousin, your uncle, your dad, your sister, your aunt, your grandmother, your grandfather, whatever. There's always black sheeps in the family that don't want to go along with everybody
yeah,
else.
Yeah, the contrarian.
Yeah, they want to do their own thing. I had cousins that way. Yeah, well, guess what happened to them on Thanksgiving and Christmas when we got away from our moms and aunts and uncles? Yeah, they got 2 to the throat for wanting to be contrarians. Yeah. Yeah, that's what I did to little cousins that wanted to root for the Cleveland Browns or the Pittsburgh Steelers as a Bengals fan. You want to root for one of those teams? Okay, guess what? When we're watching football on Thanksgiving, you're getting a headlock. Yeah.
You think that's what Jillia was like as a kid?
You better hope I don't cause you to pass out while I got you in this headlock.
Are there people? So here,
but that's what that is, right? Those are the neighbors and the family members that want to be the contrarians.
We all know them,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Like,
Corey Clement, Will Parks.
Oh, that's right, current Eagles.
Yep, the current that's Eagles right. That are Cowboys fans that grew up in this area and now get to benefit from being on a Super Bowl team, even though in high school they were playing the whole, yeah, well, we won championships in the 90s. I grew up with 1,000 Corey Clements and Will Parks. And I'm not gonna stand for it.
Jack, I'd advocate cutting them after that speech.
That's what I'm saying. Right, it's now ridiculous.
But like, everybody has a friend. Like, I have
calling out Eagles players, man.
I won't out him. I won't out him because I did before and he was not happy about it because he's a business owner. But you know what I remember from 1994 and 1995?
Right.
A Dallas Cowboys starter jacket and him saying to me, how about them Cowboys? That's what I remember. I remember losses in the playoffs.
Right.
As an Eagles fan.
And they took joy in your disappointment.
Joy. Pure joy.
Right.
I stand by it. The stinking Cowboys fans in this area are the reason why this rivalry is where it is. Because they're leeches and they're cockroaches. Are there? So here's the question, right?
So it's evolved into this.
Yes.
That's not how it started, though, right?
It started because they were really good,
right?
And the Eagles was like, that's the target.
Yeah.
That's who we have to beat.
And they knocked out Timmy Brown.
They knocked out
that's
Timmy
right.
Brown. And then Buddy
Timmy Brown told that story, man.
Buddy got it. Buddy understood it.
Right.
And Buddy hated the Cowboys, too, and we loved that.
That's why Buddy's a Philly coach and Andy Reid is not.
Right.
Hold on. Andy knew it.
Dude, Andy was not a Philly coach. Andy was just a good coach that lived here for a little bit. Buddy Ryan was Philadelphia. You know that.
I can never – sometimes I don't expect the character to come out of you, Jack.
Buddy Ryan was Philadelphia.
So and one more on this. When – You obviously the Cowboys weren't good when you were playing here.
10-4.
The Giants were good. You're 10-4 against the Cowboys, your teams. Did you still feel the extra juice the week of?
Yes. Because of the fans.
So you're
we knew how much it meant to the fans. We knew.
You go get coffee, people are saying,
Yes, you're gonna get reminded.
Dallas sucks.
Yeah, you're gonna get reminded of it no matter where you are. And you notice it because of the coverage. So the media, the coverage of Dallas Week, you don't know that until you get here, until you get drafted here or what have you. Some of these players don't even pay attention to the NFC. They pay attention to the AFC or what have you. So it's the coverage of that week that lets you know this is a big deal. So it's not like college where they bring you in on the Michigan State game week on a recruiting trip to impress you. So you don't get that experience. You don't know it until you're drafted here and you realize, man, this is all they're talking about this week.
Yeah, I'm sure Darius Slay, he'll join us Thursday this week, like he knows that it's a thing, but next year he'll really understand what it's about.
Because he'll get the whole feel of how the city is just abuzz about it. Like he won't get the true feeling of what it means this year, but yeah, like you said, next year he'll know. I mean, just like Fletcher, Brandon, all these guys came here and they found out what Dallas Week was like.
So here's my other question now. 215-592-9494.
For a guy like Brandon, that's what Ohio State Week is like for him.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah. It's the biggest game of the year. Yes. If you can't beat Ohio State, then you pretty much can't have your job. Like Jim Harbaugh's getting killed.
That's the game that matters the most.
Yep. 215-592-9494. Are there kids that are now in their teens that are bandwagon Cowboy fans or Philadelphia Cowboy fans like there were in the 80s and the 90s?
I would imagine, because they have the quote-unquote sexy players. They got the Zekes, the Amari Coopers. And then when you look at the Eagles players, I'm telling you, dude, there's nothing harder than trying to convince your kids, like, just stick with the team.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. You know, when the kids start telling you Carson sucked today, like, that's when now we're talking about taking away car keys, taking away your cell phone, right?
Did that happen in your house?
You won't get to eat tonight? I'm not going into what's going on behind the closed doors at the Reese residence. I'm just saying.
He's just saying.
There was times earlier this year where some people almost got disowned.
Like, it wasn't just Bruce the Weatherman that wavered in support.
Right, yeah. Some people almost got taken out the wheel and everything. Yeah, we ride on this thing until the wheels fall completely off. I don't care how much your friends are ridiculing you.
Mm-hmm. 215-592.
Your dad talks about the Bronco like he's something that he's not.
You making it hard for your son in school with the Bronco talk? I didn't think of that angle, Ike.
Oh, yeah, neither did I.
Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah, neither did I.
So there's anti-LTBB people at Elijah School?
These kids, man, they'll flip on the team in a heartbeat. Oh, Carson sucks.
You should have kept Nick Foles, Elijah. Yes. Tell your dad to be quiet.
Yes, all of them.
The next generation sucks, man.
215-592-9494.
Man, I won't even let him. You know he better. You better not admit to me he's off the wagon.
No.
Yeah. But I suspect.
215-592-9494.
Kid doesn't have the loyalty that I have, man.
No. He'll learn some more as he gets a little bit older. Trey's coming up at 3 o'clock. He's going to join us top of the hour to talk some Eagles Cowboys and talk about what happened with Jordan Mailata last week. And we'll roll your calls on this. Have we overrated the Eagles Cowboys in this city? And we're the bandwagon young Cowboy fans.
Like the Elijah School.
I don't think there's any out there. I really don't.
Might be.
Which is more extinct, the name Doug or
Doug
or young Cowboys fans?
It's a good question. That's our Twitter question. Marks and Reese on 94 WIP back after this.
Fall has officially arrived at Tasty Cake, and I can't wait to get my hands on this season's best snack cakes and pies. Now I'm talking about limited edition treats like Tasty Cake pumpkin spice mini donuts and cupcakes. How about the caramel apple glazed pies? And my personal favorite, pumpkin baked pies. Now, it doesn't get any more delicious than that, so head down to your nearest store and pick up some Tasty Cake treats, because nothing satisfies like the uniquely sweet taste of Tasty Cake. Accept no substitutes. Follow Tasty Cake on Facebook and Instagram for more.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.